Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another four Motown artists featuring their first and second number one song as charted on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, and Diana Ross. Well, first up this half hour, a classic song from Gladys Knight and the Pips I heard through the grapevine right here on Motown Memories.
Me and Lifetime Memories with Tom Fallon.
You went just don't you learn, girl? You never, never.
a Motown memory from the Jackson 5 ABC, and that was their second number one song on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts, reaching number one from 1970, and their first number one from the Jackson 5 was I Want You Back, number one from 1969. Before that, Glass Dine the Pips and If I Were Your Woman, the second number one song from 1970 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. And we started this half hour with Gladys and her Pips with I Heard Through the Grapevine, their first number one song, reaching number one from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring eight Motown artists' first and second number one song as charted on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the artist known at that time as Little Stevie Wonder, Fingertips from 1963. Well, Fingertips was written and composed by Stevie Wonder's mentors, Clarence Paul and Henry Cosby. It was originally a jazz instrumental recorded for Stevie's first studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie Wonder. Well, the live version of this song that's coming up was recorded in June of 1962 during a Motown Revue performance at the Regal Theater in Chicago. Containing only a few stanzas of lyrics, Fingertips is essentially an instrumental piece meant to showcase Stevie's talents on the bongos and the harmonica. Well, the song ran long, so it was broken up in the 45 as part one and part two. Well, the edit point that begins part two of Fingertips is when Stevie shouts, "Everyone say yay," initiating a call and response exchange with the audience. Well, after a couple of sung verses, each followed by a bit of Stevie's harmonica playing, Stevie appears to bring things to a conclusion if you listen to the record. On the night of the recording, Stevie, as usual, started to leave the stage and the band went into an exit music. However, he unexpectedly changed his mind, returning to sing the goodbye encore. Well, the other musicians were caught short, and the bass players had changed over to prepare for the next act on the bill, which was Mary Wells. Well, as Stevie moves into his impromptu encore, the new bass player, a fellow by the name of Larry Moses, can be heard in the recording yelling out, "What key, what key?" Well, here is Stevie Wonder and Fingertips, right here on Motown.
Song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Baby, everything is alright. Upside, clean on inside. just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind, no wind, no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold, can't stop me, babe.
Oh, babe,
baby,
baby.
If you're my goal.
Oh,
no wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Can't stop me, babe. If you're my
sun, wherever it leads. But remember, if you should fall short of your desires, remember life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Diana Ross for their second number one song on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts, Love Hangover, number one from 1976. Before that, Diana and Ain't No Mountain High Enough, her first number one from 1970 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. Before that, Stevie Wonder and Uptight Everything Is Alright, number one from 1966, his second number one. And his first number one on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts was Fingertips, number one from 1963 when he was 12 years old. Well, this hour, we featured eight Motown artists, both their first and second number one hit, as charted on the Billboard Rhythm & Blues chart.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.